Many of you already know that this summer my daughter did a flying trapeze camp. Well, as a prerequisite of sorts for it, she had to take a one-hour introductory class. And mostly this was just to make sure that she wasn't going to be absolutely terrified of the heights or the flying and therefore have a miserable week at camp. And I did it with her. Amanda is extremely averse to heights, and I'm pretty sure had a panic attack and started crying just watching us do it. And so after a brief, and I do mean brief, it was probably only about 10 minutes introduction, we were taking turns climbing onto the trapeze rig. Now, lest you think that I am absolutely insane, there are safety measures in place. You have a safety belt, which gets attached to a rope and rigging, and there is someone in control, so you're not just free falling if you slip. There's also a safety net about 15 feet below the actual trapeze. And there is a very helpful person on the platform with you to help you get the trapeze bar and, more importantly, hold on to the back of your safety belt, so you don't just immediately fall right off. Now, having never done anything even remotely like this before, I was unprepared for the moment after climbing up the ladder, because there you find yourself 30 feet up in the air with a bar in your hands and really absolutely no plan for what happens next. You don't trust yourself. You can't. You trust the person on the other end of the safety rope. You trust the wires, the rigging, the stranger standing behind you who, you know, has known you at this point for all of 15 minutes. But somehow, and instantly, that's enough. You let go of that platform because someone else has hold of you. And then last week, because apparently you can never have too much circus in your life, we went to the aircraft festival in Issaquah. This is a combination circus paragliding festival. It was the first one this year. I highly recommend it if it comes back next year. But there were all kinds of performances, trapeze artists, acrobats, like really, really good ones that kind of make it seem like gravity is just something optional that you can buy into at one moment and then disregard the next. As amazing, though, as the skills of each of these performers were, and they were mesmerizing, it was the coordination of all of it that was really, really remarkable. There was one acrobat who hung from nothing, and I kid you not, nothing but a ring that had been braided into their hair. And they were twirling and spinning and posing, all the while being hoisted up into the air by their rigging team. And I just sat there, and I had to just imagine the confidence and the trust that that would have to take. Then there were the actual professional trapeze artists who would launch off one bar only to be caught by another performer swinging towards them on a second bar. The catcher knew exactly when the flyer is coming, and the flyer knew exactly when to let go. Neither works without the other. And after a while of watching this, the individuals start to just kind of disappear, and it's just like multiple parts of the same organism working together. Now, we heard a reading from Paul, and I will admit that Paul is not my favorite biblical author. He has too many opinions. He shares them too frequently without a filter. He's obnoxious. And he is what most of us, I think, would call a prude. But even he knew something about the beauty of working together and I think could appreciate the circus arts. In our reading today, he gets something so right. He stops arguing theology for a moment and takes a moment to talk about how the church works day to day. Present your bodies as a living sacrifice, he says. Not your ideas, not your good intentions, your actual bodies doing actual things in the world. Then he gets specific. We, though many, are one body in Christ and individually members one of another. He recognizes that we all have different skills and different functions. There's prophecy, ministry, teaching, exhortation, generosity, leadership, mercy. They're different talents, but we need them all. None of them are optional. None of them are sufficient on their own. Paul is telling people to see themselves as they actually are, as one part among many, with a real purpose. But no one is doing it all by themselves. There's a flyer and there's a catcher. But only when they work together is there a whole show. Now, that's a hard thing to hear in a culture that prizes individual achievement and tells you that needing other people is basically a character flaw. But Desmond Tutu had a phrase for this idea that has stuck with me since I first learned about it when I was in undergrad. He talked about what he sometimes called our inbuilt insufficiency. It's this idea that none of us are handed everything we need to be fully human on our own. You are rich, he said, so that you can make up what's lacking in someone else. You are strong so that you can carry what someone else can't carry alone. That's just how the design works. Tutu put it more plainly elsewhere. A person is a person through other persons. You can't be human in isolation. You are only human in relationships. We cannot be fully human by ourselves. And the church is no different. The church is never one person. It is never in isolation. The church is only the church when we are the community. Which brings me then back to the trapeze. Nobody up on that rig is self-sufficient. Nobody is trying to be. The whole art form is built on the assumption that you will need someone else's hands at the exact moment that you can't provide your own. That's not a weakness in the system. That's just how the system is built. And Paul, writing to a church in Rome that was, by every account, fractured along some pretty serious lines. There were Jewish and Gentile believers, different customs, different assumptions about who belonged and how. And his answer is not, well, just figure out how to need each other less. The opposite. His answer is, you are one body. Act like it. And that's what undergirds it all, I think. Under the trapeze, underneath Paul, underneath Tutu, we will not survive as a church, as a nation, as a world, if we do not work together. Not eventually, not maybe, we just won't. We need all of the parts. A body doesn't survive on its own terms. Survives on the terms of the whole body, moving together, catching each other, or just doesn't survive at all. Think about that this week. Who are you letting catch you? And whose catcher are you? We all have a role to play in this.